everyone, welcome to episode 18 of the 30 Minute Gamers. It's me, Mike Luckett, and Adam Ducker. Say hello, Adam.
Hi.
Hi. I feel like I've just used all my energy then in the first 9 seconds of the podcast.
Oh dear. That's not That is not a good start, Mike.
It's not a good start. I have to keep it up. Stay energetic. Stay strong. This week, games we've been playing again. Bit of a chat. Adam, what have you been playing?
Wow. Today's been an eventful day on the game playing wise stuff. I completed Dragon Age Origins.
Woo!
After 33 hours. A grueling 33 hours. It's been pretty hard work, actually. I've owned it for ages. I bought the collector's edition and just never got round to playing it. And I think, in hindsight, I should have played it before I played Mass Effect 2. Because BioWare deliver that certain experience, don't they, that we're all familiar with.
I'm very familiar with their Mass Effect experience.
Yeah. Dragon Age is a similar sort of thing, but very much less refined and not as evolved as Mass Effect 2's become. Some would say streamlined, and people don't like it for that. Dragon Age is a lot more similar to their older games like Baldur's Gate, which I enjoyed at the time, but I think we've been spoiled with Mass Effect. For example, the conversation system comes into. You have your 5 choices of conversation, but you're sometimes not quite sure whether it's good, bad, or neutral. Like some of the comments, like there's some that are obviously like you can tell somebody to as good as fuck off, but that's obviously a bad. Or you can go, come here, let's be friends, I'll help you out. But there's some where it's a bit ambiguous and you have no idea because it's a simple thing, it doesn't have that colour coding. But then, your character doesn't have voice acting because you can pick from like all sorts of combinations. You can pick from different races like dwarf, elf, human, but then you can also pick whether you want to be a rogue, a mage and stuff, and then you can pick a backstory for your character. So obviously they're all going to sound different and people can't call you by name because you can pick your own name and you have different origins. So they made those choices for that, but then it doesn't help the production values because your character's mute all the way through the game.
See, with Mass Effect, even the first one, they let you pick your own name, but they were clever by always calling you by your surname because it was fixed, wasn't it? Like, I called my character Mike because I'm a Mike. so you know what I did there?
I did. He's a Mike.
Our long-running listeners will know that joke there from way back. What was it, the first episode or second?
It might have been
a while ago. And it was just like Mike Shepherd, wasn't it? And
they do.
There was quite a simplistic yet clever way.
They
around
do
it.
Work where you're a particular. You become a particular type of person called a Grey Warden, who are like charged with protecting the world against archdemons. So everyone always refers to you as Warden or the Grey Warden. So they do have their own clever workaround. Despite the hurdles I faced, and at first it was weird. It was like I'm playing like a worse version. But then I couldn't help but get drawn into the story. And it has multiple endings. A similar sort of vibe to how things can end in Mass Effect 2 without maybe being too spoilerish.
I know what you mean.
For the first time in such a game, I took the decision you would probably never take in real life. If that makes any sense. I don't know, can we spoil? How long's Dragon Age been out for? Can we spoil it?
Well, I've never played it, but I don't intend to play it, so you won't spoil it for me.
Should we say spoiler warning for the next minute? For anyone that doesn't want to wreck the end of a 3-year-old game.
Yeah.
Okay, so it comes down to it. This is where the spoilers start. These Grey Wardens are trained and created with the sole intention that they're the only people that can kill archdemons, but by doing so, they have to sacrifice themselves. I took the decision to sacrifice myself, Mike. Because the only other Grey Warden that was alive at the time was this bloke called Alistair, and as it turns out, he's the rightful heir to the throne. And I thought, I can't be selfish. The world needs its king, and it's not me.
How very noble.
So I killed myself. And there was another option I could have had. There's this evil witch that offers to have sex with you, and then they'll use her baby to possess the arch, to take the archdemon spirit, and that's the way you cannot die. But I didn't want that either, because I didn't want to give her power of having this like devil baby thing.
Yeah, that sounds.
And that's the end of the spoiler warnings. I mean, we might have been spot on a minute there.
Yeah, so, yeah. About spot on a minute. Spoiler warning ending.
So that is what I've been playing mostly. That's taken up a lot of my gaming time. There's a few other things. Do you want to talk about what you've been playing first, or should I carry on?
Well, I could tell you what I've been playing. Gears of War 3.
And?
That's me done. Oh. No, I have been playing something you tried to get me to play quite a while ago.
Yeah, what?
Tiny Tower.
Yes. And have I finally got you hooked on an iPod game or not?
Yeah, it's shit, but I can't stop playing.
Woo! I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you mean about the shit bit, but it's... The thing that keeps me going with it is,
well,
my girlfriend
I've
has
got
it
30.
As well.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I was going to say, my girlfriend has it as well, and I was about 25 floors ahead of her, and now I'm only 6 floors ahead of her, so I've got to keep playing to keep ahead.
Ah, yeah. You got a bit competition.
Yeah, that's what keeps me going.
Well, I'm on floor 35, but I don't know, I started playing it, I was like, what's the point in this? You can only play it for a bit, and then you have to stop, because
yeah. You
got nothing to do, you're only taking people up and down a lift.
Mm-hmm.
But then I keep turning my iPhone back on and having another go at it. And to be honest, I've not played the last few days, but I have been playing it pretty much non-stop for,
yeah.
I don't know, a week or two, or however long I started, I can't remember now.
What I like about it is as well, like, it's exciting every time you build a new floor and you wonder what it's going to be. I don't know if you spent any of your bucks on funny costumes, but there's some awesome costumes to unlock, and that keeps me interested.
No, I just saved up to upgrade the lift, and
yeah.
So that's what I spent all my
money. Yeah, I've given up on that now. I've upgraded. I'm on the 4th lift now, and I don't even want to tell you how many bucks the next lift up will cost.
Well, the next one that costs for me, let me open up and have a look. I think it's 120.
Yeah. Do you want to hear?
Let's have a look.
125?
Yeah, 125 yeah. Is the next one for me.
Do you want to hear how much the next one up? Which is the last one, admittedly.
Go on.
499.
Fucking hell. I mean, I know you can spend real money on it, but who wants to spend real money on
that? That's the thing I like about this. Like, I've played loads of these games before. I played one called Little Pirates quite a bit. I played one called Zombie Cafe quite a bit. I played one called Trade Nations quite a bit. And they always they all seem to have like a ceiling, like a glass ceiling that you're hitting your head against, because you get to that point where if you really want to progress, you've got to spend real money. And at the end of the day, I wouldn't pay the real money for the game, and they still make money out of me because they have the little adverts on it, so I don't feel like I'm stealing off the developer or something. They like Tiny Towers has it right, where they have these little ones where it's like, go on to iTunes and watch a video of this for $3. So you click on a video. Like, one of them sent me to the Best of YouTube podcast. I played one of them, and that's it. Nimble bit, the developers, they still get their money by directing traffic to that particular video. So I'm happy that I'm still supporting the developer. So I'm glad that they've made it so that you can support the game both ways, and that you can actually still get a compelling experience out of it. Anyway. So that's one game you've been playing, and Gears of War still.
Yes.
And what have you been playing?
I've just been playing online. I need to do an insane difficulty playthrough,
okay.
But I'm waiting to play someone with, because one, it'll be easier, and two, there's an achievement for doing it in co-op.
Look, around the internet and stuff, I've been hearing lots of cool stories about Horde mode and stuff.
Horde mode is ace.
Is there an achievement or something where if you play it all in one go or one sitting or something, you get an achievement for that?
No.
I don't know. Is there a perk you get or an in-game thing for it? I can't remember.
No. There's an achievement for like completing all 50 waves, but as far as I'm aware, you don't need to do it all in one go. But you could do it. You don't have to do it in one go, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
But yeah.
I
did.
Fair enough. The only other game I've really been playing is Child of Eden. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that I was planning on picking it up when we did the old what are you picking up games thing, you know, the gaming apocalypse episodes.
Yes.
Do you know what Child of Eden is, Mike? Can you remember what I said it was?
I've slept since then.
Yeah, about 3 weeks. So it's a spiritual successor to Rez that was on the Dreamcast and PS2, and it's a crazy psychedelic shooter. I'll tell you a little bit about the story. It's there's a girl called Lumi, and she's the first girl to be born in space in the Russian Space Center, International Space Center. I don't quite know why that's significant, but anyway. And then it fast forwards way into the future, and the internet has become this glorious thing called Eden, where anyone across the universe can access and learn about England. Not England, Earth. And
we're not the centre of Earth.
So they decide to try and resurrect this girl called Lumi into Eden, and it gets corrupted, and it has a, some of this has been shown in the trailer, but it has this gorgeous opening cinematic where there's an Asian girl, and she's like sat in a Garden of Eden, and it all starts to fall apart and pixelate. And then the game is, you don't see what you look like, which is unlike in Rez, because in Rez you had a character, and you're going through a physical representation of this Eden. So basically a physical representation of the internet. And it's all bright neon colours, like crazy shapes and stuff. Think like, you could almost think like Geometry Wars, but in 3D and with a much more plush and awesome looking game. It looks beautiful. I'd love to play it in 3D. But the biggest thing about it, Mike, I mean, it came out on Xbox earlier in the year with Kinect as the standard control system. I've tried it with DualShock. But finally, I think I found a compelling reason to own a Move controller.
Ooh.
Because that's the way to play it.
Yeah.
Basically. There's, it's, like, you can do it with a controller, or there's two different Move ones. One that tries to replicate the Kinect one by making you lash at the screen when you want to shoot and stuff. But the one I found easiest is you use the targeting reticle and you just zoom in around using the Move button to target, let go of the Move button, shoot. It just plays beautifully. I've only played the first two levels. Apparently it doesn't take too long to complete, so I'm going to take my time with that. Awesome soundtrack if you like trance music. The best thing about it is like every time you target a new enemy, it adds a beat to the song. And you've got another type of weapon that's more like a machine gun. Every time you shoot that, there's like a drum and bass beat going like snarl and stuff. Such a good game. And that's it. That's all I've really been playing. And Tiny Towers.
Cool, man. That's cool.
Oh, and another game I want to mention quickly on the iPod. Grand Prix Story. Amazing. You manage your own Grand Prix team. You win races. It's made by Karosoft, the same people that made Game Dev Story, which is a bit of a famous iOS game. That's it. Sorry.
Cool. No. Bit of a, I suppose, a mini topic.
Yeah.
I was listening to a old song the other day from a game which has been remastered. Now, it's obviously, you know, if you played your Mega Drive games and stuff, you'd know it very well.
Mm-hmm.
I always loved this tune from the game, and I've heard it recently, and to be honest, I absolutely loved it, and I thought it sounded excellent. I already think the game looks ace, but apart from that, I've already sent you the little file, if you'd like to have a listen to it now, Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, have a listen, see if you can recognise what it's from.
Where did you put it? In the folder.
I put it in the...
Oh, yeah. No, it's alright, I've got it. Don't you worry. Okay, I'm going to have a listen. I'm listening. In a sec. Opening media.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's just an awesome song.
Does that mean that that level is going to feature in it, do we think?
Yes. Well, obviously, I'm assuming you know what it's from. Go on, Adam.
It's from Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and it is the big hand boss guy, and you jump on his fingers to kill him.
Yeah. It's also in Sonic & Knuckles, but... yeah, and the final boss of Sonic & Knuckles as well, the bit where... it's on both. His fingers down.
I think I'm getting mixed up. No, yeah.
It is in Sonic 3's final boss, though.
Yeah, okay.
As well.
But yeah.
But, well, what it is obviously, it's from Sonic Generations. That is actually on the 3DS version, not the console version.
Oh, so you're telling me I got to buy two versions?
Well, this is a little dilemma I've had, because I didn't know this, but the 3DS version is getting completely different levels.
Oh, are they all 2D, though, in the 3DS version?
Yes, but you still play as Modern Sonic and Classic Sonic, but the levels are still somehow a bit different.
Oh, okay. Is it maybe like Modern Sonic has... Oh, I guess they could still do it where... Because Modern Sonic's going to have all his, like, double tap to target, isn't he? So they could give different routes through the levels by using things like that, couldn't they?
Yes.
So, yeah,
that song I took off a YouTube video because it was on there showing them do the boss.
Okay.
Minor spoiler alert for 10 seconds if you don't want to know one of the levels in the 3DS version of Sonic Generations.
Go.
Mushroom Hill Zone is one of the first levels, for example, which I know definitely is not featuring in the main one. And apparently...
Oh, I love Mushroom Hill with the noise it makes when you jump on the mushroom. What?
Uh-huh, that's still there.
Oh, yes.
So, basically, yeah, I'll be getting the modern the console version straight away, and I'll probably be getting the 3DS version for Christmas or something, because the fact that it's got all different levels, I can't really say no.
I know. And I didn't know this issue. You said you need to catch up on gaming news. I need to catch up on my... Oh, I don't... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, sounds cool.
But what my point was going to be before playing all that was, like, the nostalgia of songs and how, obviously, that's still got the original coreness of the song, yet it's been slightly modernised to still make it dramatic. And it just made me think about it, that's all, about old songs.
If you like things like that, you need to check out a website called OC Remix. And the OC stands for Overclocks, and there's a ton of songs on there. I've got loads on my iPod. They've remastered Sonic & Knuckles. There's quite a few Zelda songs on there. There's a Knight's Journey to Dreams or whatever it is, one that's pretty famous off there. Worth checking out.
Sweet.
So, nice little diversion there, Mike.
Yes.
Okay.
And finally, for today's episode, really, this is the last episode, obviously, before the big event, Extra Life 2011. Obviously, we've already mentioned it in the past. We did it last year for part of the NEurope.com's community, our gaming community for the Extra Life event, slightly bigger this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we had 4 people taking part, with 3 around your house, including myself.
Yeah.
We've now got 5 coming up to your neck of the woods.
I know. And it's very exciting, just a few days away, Mike. Exciting stuff.
Exactly, a few days.
So, what are we doing it for, Mike?
What are we doing it for? Raising money, all for charity, 100% of it. Basically raising money for specialist children's hospitals.
So
the hospital me and Adam are doing for is for Sick Kids Foundation in Canada, because young Adam's girlfriend has a cousin there who obviously is unfortunately ill going to this hospital. And I believe the other chaps from our team are doing it for elsewhere, more at home in the UK.
Yeah, I think... I think for this year in the UK, it's just to support the NHS. I don't think you can actually single out an individual hospital. So their money is going to the NHS, and I guess they see fit to distribute it how they want. I'm not really sure. But you can still guarantee your money will end up where it's meant to be going.
I think you can still pick a specific hospital in the UK, because I'm pretty sure I had a look at the list the other day when I had a problem. And Cardiff was showing up and Bristol.
So maybe it's just they don't have the individual hospitals logos for UK.
Yeah,
and I guess probably what it is. And I guess here most children's hospitals are NHS run, whereas in Canada and US they are all private or whatever and run by different foundations. It's not like they have centralised. So that's probably where it comes from and why the logo's there.
And obviously myself, I've personally raised £210, I think it is, so far, off the top of my head without checking.
I don't know what mine is in pounds. I've raised $90 so far.
Yeah, and obviously we're saying that in dollars because even though it's a worldwide charity, it's originated in America, so it's all running the dollars currency. So obviously on the website when we donate, it's all in dollars, so I had fun trying to convert it all accurately.
I just ask people.
Ever-changing.
Yeah, it's hard. So I'm really excited about it. Like, it feels awesome that you can do something so geeky and yet still do something and have a power of good. And I know last year, Mike, afterwards, when the scope of Extra Life, like last year, really exploded and they started making a ton of money. They raised like $400,000 last year. And I know you and me both felt quite emotional about the fact that we could do so much good and stuff and be a part of something so big.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds a bizarre thing because we sit and play games for so long all the time, but then you sit for 24 hours, you sleep for a bit afterwards, you wake up tired, and then you realise what you've done, and you're just like, wow, I've done something really cool. And then, like, for me, I went to work the day after, and everyone was asking me how it went. People that hadn't sponsored me were giving me more money and stuff. And it just feels really worthwhile and feels great. So I'm hoping we get a lot more sponsors come in and that we really do help make a difference to some sick kids around the world.
Yeah, definitely. So, obviously, it was you that suggested it to me last year. Very glad that you did. It was great to take part in. Very looking forward to doing it again.
So we're going to stream it all live. We will get the link out and about there. We're going to decorate the room a bit to look like a gaming paradise.
Yes.
We will be gaming the whole time, I'd like to point out as well. I mean, my iPod's going to be ready charged for when I need to go to the toilet. Last time we even ate and were still gaming at the same time.
Yeah, the super pizza.
Oh, I can't
that
wait.
That pizza was fit. That was well nice.
For anybody, if you ever go Harrogate Way, go to Perfect Pizza Base. It's the best pizza place in the world. It shits all over Domino's.
It is well nice. And I hope we're having something like that again. If not, I'll be ordering it the night before.
Or if you want, you can just go solo and just order your own food. I mean, I know I'm certainly up for pizza again because it's just easy to eat in it and you have a few slices and then leave it and come back to it. And of course, they kindly gave us a free pizza last year as well.
They did, oddly enough. Nothing to do with the fact that we were currently doing a charity effort. It was just, they were feeling nice, they must have been.
We ordered so much junk, probably.
Probably. The link for the streaming site, we've not got a tiny version yet of it, have we?
No. But
new.
We have a tiny version for our Teams page, at which point some people will be able to find the link on there.
Yes.
I'm going to update. So we've got a tiny URL for our fundraising page, and it is tinyurl.com/ne-extralife.
Nice and simple.
And if people type in that address, they'll go to our fundraising page. They can click to donate to any member of the team. And also, once I've definitely ipso facto sorted out the streaming, I will put the link to the streaming right at the top of the page so people can watch our efforts. If it's anything like last year, Mike, we're going to try and have some multiplayer events for people to see. Like I said, we're going to decorate the room, so we'll have little bits where we show people around the room with a camera and stuff. We'll have little bits.
You mean when I beat you at Wii Sports again?
Yeah, probably, but then I'll beat you all at Seen It again. and then we're going to do other things, like we'll film, like I know some of your mates tuned in last time and we zoomed the camera in on you so you could chat to them and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's all good fun. If anybody wants to see anything in particular or whatever, like gaming-wise, we can see what we can do. Between a lot of us, we're going to have a lot of games there for viewers to play. Maybe I'll put my backlog page up somewhere so people can look, and if there's any got some old Mega Drive games and Master System and stuff and N64, and if people are interested, we could crack some of them open.
We could do. We might stick a few links in the description for this episode, I think.
Yeah.
So people could easily see whether you download or if you use an embedded player, etc., etc.
So please, come back. It all goes back to the Podomatic page or the Blueprint Review page, and there'll be tons of links there for you to help our team.
It will, and obviously a quick shout out to our fellow teammates, which will be taking part with us, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got three people, including ourselves, is Phil Mansfield, Luke Stevens, and Michael Jameson. If you're a member of the N Europe forums, obviously that equates to...
You've forgotten what order you said them in now.
Yeah, Happenstance, Gopher, and Resourceman.
And of course, people have heard Resourceman / Michael on this show before. He sent us some sound questions much earlier in our run of episodes, Mike. So it's going to be a big one, actually. We're on.
It is all fitting into your room, your house.
And then one final bit of exciting news, Mike. We are going to record a live episode of 30 Minute Gamers, aren't we? So
with the guests.
I'm not sure if they're all going to want to take part, but we'll certainly try and get them to. I think we'll probably keep the online stream open for that and try and get a bit of community involvement so people can see us recording, maybe even live question and answers or something. I don't know. We'll be really tired and we'll probably just play it by ear and see what happens. It could turn into a shitstorm. It could be a terrible episode.
Since we're all turning up at random times beforehand.
Yeah. One of the lads is turning up first thing in the morning, he's leaving his house at 5:30. I would have thought it'd be better to come the night before and get a good night's kit myself. But clearly I'm just crazy.
I'm just looking forward to the trip to Asda again where we buy loads of crap. Well, I buy loads of crap. I don't eat most of it.
Last time when you bought about 20 bags of crisps, God knows how many drinks, a bag of wine gums, loads of biscuits, and you ended up taking it all back.
I did.
Not back to the shop, back home with you. Didn't go to Asda. Yeah, I don't need this. I didn't manage to eat it.
Yeah, can I just have my money back? Cheers.
And I'm not buying any games in Asda this time after the palaver. Late night shopping in Asda to try and buy a game. I tried to buy Dead Rising.
Dead Space.
Dead Rising Dead 2, wasn't it?
Dead Rising 2, yeah.
It was a fucking nightmare. So, like, wouldn't go through the self-service till then. They couldn't find anybody with the keys to get the disc out of the cupboard. I'm glad I've got all my games sorted. And people can obviously watch us playing them games. And we'll probably end up doing a What You've Been Playing on the podcast so people can hear what sort of games we've been playing. Got so many games, Mike, it's not even funny. Now, I'm glad I got Dragon Age out of the way and I'm all finished with that. And then, oh, that's the timer.
Not quite as spot on as the last episode, but
last week we did pretty well summing up our thoughts before the end of the show. And never mind.
Yes.
Mike, you've had 30 minutes. Do you want to round up your thoughts in 30 seconds?
It's all extra life, really, for this episode. Obviously, we're looking forward to it. Only a few days away now. Up your neck of the woods, as I say, in Harrogate. Raising money for a good cause. Looking forward to it.
Me too. Looking forward to seeing you again, Mike. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Our friendship is predominantly placed over the radio waves of the internet. So it's nice that we're going to get to catch up again properly and catch up with Luke. We haven't seen him for a year. So it's going to be really cool.
Yes.
So I am really looking forward to it.
It will be good.
That's my 30 seconds.
Okay, we'll speak to you all again.
Live.
Ciao for now.
Bye.